This is David Tyler, Director of Gateway Biblical Counseling and Training Center in Fairview Heights, Illinois, and you're listening to Resources for Biblical Counseling, Marriage, and Family. If you'd like a free download copy of my book, Why Psychology Can't Diagnose Problems, go to my website, davidtylerbooks.com. Get your free download today. Today's episode, Family Crisis, a Biblical Response. Today we're talking about something that touches every family sooner or later. Crisis. Every person is either in a crisis, has just come out of a crisis, or they're headed toward one. That's simply life in a fallen world. But here's the question. When crisis strike your family, will you respond with fear or with faith? It doesn't matter how strong your family appears on the outside. At some point, something will happen. A health scare, a sudden loss of income, rebellious children, broken relationships, or even tragedy. Every marriage and every family will be tested. The Bible never promises us a life free from hardship. In fact, Jesus said, "In this world you'll have tribulation, but take heart, I've overcome the world." John 16:33. When everything is normal, we often think we're in control. We give off the impression that we're steady and strong. But crisis has a way of pulling back the mask. It reveals what we really believe about God. James reminds us, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance." James 1, verses 2 and 3. Crisis shows whether our faith is genuine or just something we display when life is easy. So here's the honest question. Does your faith make any difference when your world falls apart? Too many Christians look steady until calamity strikes. Suddenly, they collapse into fear, grumbling in despair. Their faith doesn't seem to hold. But here's the truth. That's the sin of unbelief. When we doubt God's goodness, complain against His providence, or assume He has abandoned us, we're saying He cannot be trusted. Friends, that's not the legacy we want to leave for our children and grandchildren. Crisis doesn't just affect you. It affects everyone around you. Your spouse, your children, your church family. Think about it. People are watching. How you respond in crisis will either encourage their faith or weaken it. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 1:4 that God comforts us in all of our affliction so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. If you trust God in crisis, you strengthen others. If you grumble in unbelief, you may lead others into doubt and despair. So how should we respond when crisis comes? Well, let me give you three simple but powerful steps. Number one, control. Don't react until you've thought biblically. James 1:19 says, "Be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Hold your tongue. Take control of your thoughts." Number two, consider. Look at the whole situation, not just the problem right in front of you. Remember God's promise, Romans 8:28. God causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him. Don't jump to conclusions. Trust the bigger picture. And number three, act. Don't get stuck in fear or overthinking. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 10:5, "Take every thought captive to obedience of Christ." Faith isn't just believing, it's acting in obedience to God's word. When trials come, comfort doesn't mean wishful thinking. It means reasoning from the truth of Scripture. Romans 5:3 through 5 reminds us that tribulation produces perseverance, character, and hope. A crisis isn't wasted. God is shaping us into Christ-likeness. Yes, trials hurt, but they also wake us up from spiritual laziness. They remind us that life in this world is temporary and that our hope must rest in Christ alone. It's sad, but sometimes trials are necessary. Why? Because in prosperity we grow careless, we neglect prayer, we chase after the world, and then God uses crisis to shake us awake. Like Hebrews 12 reminds us, discipline isn't pleasant in the moment, but it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. So instead of resenting trials, we can say, "Lord, thank you for using even this pain to draw me closer to you." And here's something crucial. Your response in crisis leaves a legacy. Your children and grandchildren may look back years from now and remember how you handled hardship. Did they see panic, anger, despair, or did they see peace, prayer, and trust in God? That legacy of faith may be the very thing that sustains them in their own trials. So let me leave you with this. Crisis will come, some small, some life-shaking, but none of them are wasted in the hands of our sovereign God. When the storm hits, remember, God is at work for your good and glory. Think biblically, respond faithfully, influence your family for Christ, and leave a legacy of trust in God that outlives the crisis itself. Thank you for joining me today. If you found this episode helpful, I encourage you to share it. Share it with a friend who may be walking through a trial. You can also read the full article on my website at davidtylerbooks.com. Until next time, may God strengthen you, comfort you, and equip you to respond to every family crisis with faith in Him.